Rain and snow will continue to occur across portions of the Midwest today as a low pressure system moves from southwest to northeast through the Great Lakes region. This particular storm system has already produced some significant snows across a part of the northwestern Corn Belt. And as we go through the day today, a lot of the snow will likely have a tough time accumulating because of the warmer temperatures that are going to be present, but we'll still have the wintry mix of precipitation types prevailing across the region. And this morning, a lot of the precipitation was formed as snow from Iowa into Wisconsin while it was raining from Illinois to Michigan. And it looks like as we go through the day today, a lot of the precipitation will occur again as rain and snow. I think the snow will be mostly confined to western Michigan and Wisconsin and will likely see rain in many other areas. The precipitation content, though, is going to be fairly low. I don't think we'll see a great amount of moisture in many areas. The precipitation totals for this event are probably going to stay under a quarter of an inch in most cases. Michigan may be the one exception, which could end up with something a little bit greater. We'll expect, though, this system to be followed by slightly cooler temperatures, and more likely we're not going to see any major cool-off across the region until a reinforcing shot of coolness comes into the region, and that will take place as we go from Friday into Sunday. During that period of time, a new low-pressure center that will come across the northern plains into the part of the northern Midwest will likely leave behind some snow, but there'll be some strong northerly wind behind this event, and temperatures will plummet. In fact, the forecast for the northern plains and upper Midwest is for temperatures to be 20 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year as we get into the weekend. That means that we'll see some low temperatures in the positive single digits and teens across the north there from portions of the eastern Dakotas into Michigan, while we'll see teens and 20s bottoming out in the lower Midwest. And then again, this will be over the course of the weekend and perhaps lingering a little bit into early next week. There will be one more shot of cool air that will come to reinforce all of this, and that will take place as we move from early to midweek next week. That system will likely drop into the region and force freezing temperatures down into the northern parts of the U.S. Delta and the interior southeastern states, once again burning back some new vegetative development in wheat country in those areas. It will help to make sure that our temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will stay below average all the way into the middle part of next week. So the warmer biased conditions that will be present across the Midwest here today and tomorrow will probably be as warm as we'll see for a little while. We do expect the afternoon temperatures today to run 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest and 40s and some 50s in the south. Those 50s will be from Kansas into the Ohio River Basin. And we'll expect the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be very similar, 30s and 40s in the far north. We will see an expansion of warmer air, though, in the south and the west ahead of the next surge of cold. We'll expect to see the temperatures mostly in the 50s and some 60s occurring from Nebraska and Kansas all the way back into the Ohio Basin. After that, though, temperatures will turn colder from northwest to southeast. There'll be one more warm day, though, Friday, in the lower eastern Midwest, with 50s and 60s expected, maybe a couple of extremes up close to 70 degrees. But right after that, the cold air will surge into the region. That's when we'll start seeing those teens and 20s north, and temperatures in the lower Midwest will cool to the 30s and 40s. We do expect to see some waves of precipitation coming with each one of these cold shots, but no major storm system is currently slated for the region. The light snow event that comes with the first round of more meaningful cool air will likely take place from Thursday into Saturday, and we'll likely see some light snow occurring across the northern plains and the Great Lakes region. But don't look for this to accumulate very significantly except in those areas. We'll see some accumulation running and dusting to 3 inches with some local totals to 5 inches in northern Minnesota. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.